This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
From ESPN Studios in the Seaport District in New York City, it is Barton Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Bart, the news came out today.
What news?
That apparently there's going to be a change. Apparently, there's going to be a change.
With who?
With us, but not really.
Where am I going? What do you mean with us?
We're actually not going anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Well, at least in New York, we're not going anywhere.
Oh, okay.
Elsewhere, we are no longer going to be national.
So you're saying goodbye to Fort Myers?
A lot of these markets. Yes, the people that love us in Fort Myers and some other markets that you will not be hearing us if, after the new year. But in New York.
They get the app, though.
Where, yes, you could hear us on the app, and we'll make sure we provide that to those who still want to be part of our show.
Are we still going to talk about Duval?
I mean, we don't have to now.
But, I mean, if Trevor Lawrence is stinking it up.
Look, here's the thing. That all we know
is funny
is that our show will be in New York City where it originated. And it still is, by the way, which we had to remind people of that when I was getting a welcome back. I'm like, we didn't go anywhere. But okay, thank you.
Yeah.
How about you welcome back for all the New York listeners that said, you know, we don't want to hear about Aaron Rodgers. We don't want to hear about the Dallas Cowboys. All right. You know, they only want to hear about their teams.
Well, I'm still talking about Aaron Rodgers.
And that's fine.
It's freaking awesome.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, I don't think anybody told us what we have to talk about, right?
Nah.
So that's – but it's anyways, that's what's happening in case you're reading reports.
Goodbye to the power!
And no.
Oh, no?
No, but I'm
finally dead.
No. No, Bart Shadama stays.
I shall rise.
He always rises. He stays.
I love you.
Yes, he stays too.
I really, really. We ain't killing nobody.
The gong comes with. Oh, actually, we're staying here.
Oh.
I think. I hope. I mean, they made a whole studio for us. It's all our stuff. That's our Lego guys. That's your helmets. That's, my Yoda. It's our hat. I don't need anything. Just my Yoda.
You ever seen a movie Fist Fight? I don't want to have to come in here with some cardboard boxes.
No, we're not doing that.
Oh, okay. All right.
We ain't leaving. Except in some markets.
Oh, okay. Meh.
So, I mean, I don't know. Here's the New York Post today.
This is none news, right?
And this is a story in the New York Post that just has a picture of me from like 8 years ago.
So they're going to put your ex on there?
That's what I'm saying. And a guy that Rick DiPietro, who I used to do a show with, but now he's doing greater things with a guy named Dave Rothenberg.
What the hell?
Who's going to be
am I being punked?
No.
You're going to put a picture of Alan Hahn? Like, we're like shake and bake. We like peanut butter and jelly. How the hell can it be a picture of you with another man?
It's what they did in the Post.
Disrespectful. So, I think I'm going to boycott the Post.
Don't you already do? You know what? The bigger story is actually the other side of this.
Yeah, I didn't realize that, son.
Never mind the dumb story about me and Rick and everybody else. Jalen Rose has a column in the New York Post. Do you see this?
I didn't know that.
It's called Renaissance Man.
Who knew?
I didn't know about this.
He is a Renaissance Man.
Renaissance Man, and he's writing about hip-hop is the light of her life, MC Light.
He interviewed MC Light?
Giving some advice. Yeah, she told me.
Jalen's in Qatar.
Trailblazing female rapper MC Light has some sage advice. I would never suggest to a female MC to do what I did. She told me on this week's Renaissance Man.
Does he have a ghostwriter?
Jalen Rose syndicated columns. You see, he's also got a little chain around his neck. You see this? This is impressive.
Oh, don't let Kanye see that.
What up, though?
Because
he's not a billionaire.
Yeah, he's not a billionaire. Like, quit telling people you're not a billionaire.
That's why I don't wear my chain out.
Yeah, stop it. Yeah. I tuck mine in because I'm a thousand.
Like I said, there's this dopey story here, which is great. You know, it's all good news and everything like that for those in New York. But I flipped it over like, whoa.
Yeah,
Jalen Rose has a column?
He's in Qatar right now, man. This dude is truly a Renaissance man.
Yeah, he is.
How many jobs this dude got?
A lot.
Because he has a podcast.
He works hard.
He's my hero, man.
I respect him.
He always been my hero anyway.
Yeah.
I grew up as a Jalen.
We share this studio with Jalen and Jacoby.
People may think we're the same age now, but people don't know. I grew up looking up to the Fab Five, being from Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
He went to Southwestern. I went to Southeastern.
Right. Rivals.
No, not really. Different conference.
How can it be Southwestern and Southeastern and yet you guys are not rivals? It seems to like it should be.
It's like 30 minutes apart, too.
You guys never played each other. It's like Knicks and Nets.
Yeah, it's like the West Side.
We're in the same city, but we don't really care about each other.
West Side of the East Side, West Side of Detroit, East Side of Detroit. He was on the West Side where everybody got minimum. Right. You know, wait, you know, I was over there with destitute. We'd be happy to get dirt for Christmas.
That's sad.
He was over there middle class.
So anyways, for now, at least for the rest of this year, we're still with you, and we really appreciate everybody. This has been, you know, a fun experience and an amazing one, and of course, it continues to be for the next couple of weeks. And I'd be remiss not to say, and I know, Bart, I think we're speaking together on this, that Stosh Sienke, who's been our producer now since February, and it is funny how we just never seem to get traction in a year. We haven't done anything straight for a year. You know that, right? You and I, the only thing we've done together is this show for 3 years.
Yeah.
But we've never done the same thing for more than a year. It's always been, hey, why don't you host the morning show for a half a year? Hey, Bart, why don't you do this for a... So Stosh has been with us since February, and this is, to me, in our run, has been our best run as far as shows and performance and everything
else. Best we've ever sound.
And, you know, it's you know, all those guys, you know, that work there behind the scenes in Bristol. Renee, obviously, who's been here with us.
Lacto.
Everybody that has worked with us on our show, Justin Craig, you know, Liam Chapman.
Amanda.
Amanda. I just can't. There's so many names that are just rushing to my head to say, you know, Cam. Josiah, who's, you know, joined us a little bit late here, and we've had fun with him.
So is it under new management?
I guess so. I don't know what it is, but that's
same product under new management.
Under new management, but I almost feel like we'll just produce the damn thing ourselves at this point. But I'd be remiss. Just I want to say thank you to everybody there. Everybody, obviously, that on the TV side of things, Federico's been with us, and just, you know, is the one that's in constant communication with us and helps us put out a lot of social media stuff on video. Just wanted to begin the show because the news is out and there's a lot of people that are reacting on social media. We just thought it was most important just to get that out there because the thank yous are the things that we want to make sure we say. We're not going anywhere as far as in the New York market. But, you know, obviously on the network side, we will be no longer here after January. And it's a bit heartbreaking because this has been a lot of fun to be part of. And it's amazing all the things we got to do once we came to this side, of course, of things. And just the support, the promotion, everything that was put in, the energy that was put into this show, it meant the world. It really did. It was a great experience, and it might end up being, I hope not, but it might end up being the highlight of my career, the height of my career. So, you know, with all that said, just a heartfelt thank you to everybody. And now here we go with however many weeks are left in what we are as a network show.
The Sour Hour!
Yeah. That's exactly.
It's the Sour Hour!
But 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 continues to be the number for now. So you can be part of Barton Hahn Nation and continue to be on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation, presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper. It's the one fans deserve. And, Bart, we do have Week 13 beginning. Oh, by the way, happy December.
Ah.
Right? December football. December 1st, here we are.
Oh, yeah.
It's
it
real.
Gets real
didn't
now.
You, didn't you feel it?
Nobody get to smile. You better not come in the building smiling at nothing.
I'm curious. Does practice change? Does everything change at that point?
Well, practice don't change. Like, actually, practice gets easier because, like, you're trying to limp to the finish line. You're trying to make sure that you get fresh.
So you're not really
and you're taking
guys.
A pass off. I mean, these guys don't do nothing but pillow fights in practice nowadays anyway. I mean, we used to not take the pads off until November, end of November, and we still used to go live on goal line and short yardage.
Uh-huh.
That's why we always get those first and shorts and stuff like that.
Chris Canty just waving to us.
The Sour Hour!
Chris, oh, no, see, look, he just rolled his eyes.
Chris,
we told him, come on in and say hello, and he rolled his eyes.
Yeah, he said, you abandoned me, man.
Nah, but Chris just did a couple hours of radio just now.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, the Sour Hour.
Yeah. So, again, anyways, so you have Bills Patriots to start things off tonight.
Yeah.
That's a good way to start it off, right? Like, that's an important game. I know we still have a whole
division
month
right,
of football.
No, yeah, but the division rivals. Remember, it's a lot of games that teams have to play each other, and they're going to come down to the wire. You talk about the last game of the season, you got the Miami Dolphins versus the
Chris Candy.
New York Jets.
Chris Candy jumping
You know what I'm saying? Versus the New York Jets, you know what I'm saying, up in this piece. So, like, it's getting real. You know, you talk about what's about to happen now. Everybody's about to play within the division. The Giants got the Commanders. The Giants got Philadelphia twice. It could be the end for some teams that have been riding high. Now we get to see Miami, if Miami can beat the Varsity, because they got to play the Dolphins. The Dolphins have to play the Patriots.
You've been hating on them.
They got to play the Bills. Mm-hmm. They got to play the Chargers. Mm-hmm. They got to play the San Francisco 49ers. They got to play them J-E-T-S. Mike White. They called them Mike Whites.
So, first of all, Chris.
What up, though?
They do this to us. Bart's not happy. How would you feel a certain way if the photo that they use in the New York Post is with, like you and obviously Chris Carlin, right? Mm-hmm. What if the photo was Chris Carlin and Bart,
who used to do a show together? I have a problem with that.
Right?
Yeah.
Bart's not happy about this at all.
But I do want to say
that the better part of it is, did you know that Jalen Rose has a column in the New York Post called The Renaissance Man?
I actually did know
you
that.
You did know this?
I did know that.
Why do I not know this?
Yeah.
You're not happy?
Jalen Rose, a man of many talents.
Yes,
what you going to do, brother?
Uh-oh.
When Allen Hunt and Bart Scott comes back to New York, it went wild with you.
Hold on, man. He's 3-1-3. Y'all supposed to be on the same page?
No, I love Jalen. No,
it's not about Jalen.
Don't talk about the picture. How the hell you going to put your ex on there when currently he in a relationship? Disrespectful.
Very disrespectful.
When I see you in the streets, New York Post, five fingers to the face. On sight.
I feel the same way.
There's a letter to the New York Post.
I feel the same way about that, too.
On sight. On sight.
Yeah, that's a little inside joke. I feel the same way about
it. You went there.
There might be a tag team.
You went there. Okay. All right. Yeah. You went there. Hey, yeah. Chris, I got to.
Just had the lawyers and the bail money on that.
Yeah.
Listen.
What are you doing?
It's
my wrestling promo.
Your wrestling promo?
Yeah.
I mean, are you going to do an appearance with the WWE or AEW?
One of these days,
you know, you should jump on one of them.
You know, I got tapped out by Kurt Angle. I was with Hulk Hogan and Ric Flair. Okay. I'm about that smoke. I would get somebody in a rear. Yes.
Here's the music now.
Hey, Bart. Just don't be like Bow Wow with old girl from the AEW.
Oh, Jade?
Yeah.
I've been calling Jade since the start, baby. Jade, one of my favorite now, you know what I'm saying?
You know Bow Wow ain't about that life, though.
Yeah, Bow Wow 5 foot nothing. 100 and nothing. And hardly got a speck of athletic ability, and he hung in the place with the people from Notre Dame. And it's like you ain't got to prove nothing to nobody by yourself. And then Chris Candy, if you ain't done it by now, man, you ain't gonna never do it. Like, go on back, Chris.
Got the whole scene, right?
Love this dude.
Got
man.
The whole
Love
scene.
This dude.
Listen, he's taking some heat about a take, and I want to know what you think about it. I've been asking everybody, and I'll tell you what, agreement from, who was it, Westy?
Matt Westy.
Yeah, Westy agreed with you, and Westy's got blood in the ground in Miami. He's killing it. He think the next couple of weeks with the Dolphins could send them out of the playoff race because of with the strength of schedule, cold weather, all that. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I'm on the opposite end of it.
Okay.
I mean, I think the Dolphins are in the driver's seat for the division. Ooh. And it's not just because they're at the top of the division standings, but I trust what I've seen from the Dolphins and their body of work much more so than I trust what I've seen from the Buffalo Bills. They turn it over entirely too much for me. The Buffalo Bills, 19 turnovers on the season, 13 from Josh Allen. Going into week 12, Josh Allen was on pace for 24 turnovers this season. Al, he's got 6 turnovers in the red zone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, admittedly, he needs to be better with situational awareness and protecting the football. Not to mention, this team can't stop the run, and their run game is sporadic at best. They've also got an issue now with being able to close out games with pass rush. Greg Rousseau is just coming back. Von Miller's going to miss multiple games. So where does that stand in terms of being able to protect leads? All I'm simply saying is this. If we look at the two teams, if we look at where the Miami Dolphins defense has been trending the last two games with integrating Bradley Chubb, if we look at what Tua has done all year long, I mean, in games that he starts and he finishes, they're undefeated, and you look at the skill position core for the Dolphins on offense, what's not to like about them? And, oh, by the way, they don't struggle to win close games. Think about week 2 against the Baltimore Ravens, Bart. They were down big in the second half.
Speaking of a team that can't close a game.
Who made the plays to close out that game? Tua in the passing game. Tua in the wide receivers. So we've seen that. What has been the Achilles heel for the Buffalo Bills the last 2 years? Winning one-score games. They're 4-9.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I feel good about the Miami Dolphins being in the driver's seat for the division. And if you're a Jets fan, That's what you should be rooting for. You should be rooting for the New England Patriots to beat the Buffalo Bills tonight. Because you, listen to me, I know it sounds crazy.
I said that.
No, it sounds counterintuitive. Yes. But here's the deal.
The Jets can win it.
The Jets have a week 18 matchup against the Miami Dolphins.
Yes, they do.
Jets fans need that game not to matter for Miami. And how does that happen with the Buffalo Bills falling out of contention for the AFC East?
I got the Jets winning the division. First of all.
Yeah, yeah, this is it. So you both agree about tonight's game, which I can't fathom it, but okay.
Now let me review, okay? We know that Josh Allen can play better, right?
Of course. He knows he can play better.
Can Tua play better?
I think Tua is playing because just what he is.
No, I'm going to quote the great Sylvester Stallone. And you knocked him down. Why don't you try knocking me down? And that's what the rest of those opponents are saying. Because I've seen Tua Tagovailoa knock down Cleveland. I've seen him knock down the Texans. I've seen him knock down the Chicago Bears. Mm-hmm. And I've seen him knock down the Detroit Lions. Now, you want to talk about defense? They gave up 32 to Justin Fields. They've been giving up points on their defensive side as well. And now they got to play people that can beat them with a bag of nickels, Chris Canty. They going against Bosa without a great left tackle. Ooh, we know Tua is really, really soft. Almost unbreakable. I might just have to take that $15,000 fine to hit him with the Razor Ramon powerbomb. I'm going to have to dump him on his head, Chris, because it's good for the rest of the AFC. If we take two out, it's over with. Finito, and he is Mr. Glass.
I knew that Greg Williams was the defensive coordinator for the Jets. I didn't know he was your defensive coordinator.
He's
talking about calling the code red on
here. This is definitely code red stuff, Bounty Gate.
When we was with Rex, it was Red Dot. You got that Red Dot. It was night-night.
Bart, you can't be giving away all the secrets, man.
It's past the statute of limitations. 7 years out the game, baby. They can't do nothing to me no more. I can't be retried for a case no more. All they can do is get a stain on my resume. But also, when you talk about Mike Williams, right?
He's all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
You know how hard it is to travel all the way out west.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's difficult. They got to do it twice. I don't know if they're going to stay there or if they're going to decide to come back. But also taking that show on the road on natural surfaces as well. And then they finish with tough places. They have to go to Buffalo. We don't know if it's going to be 25-mile-an-hour wind, and they got to rely solely on a run game. Mm-hmm. Buffalo can play in that. They can't.
They didn't play in it last year when they played the Patriots.
Yeah, but the second time they played, Josh Allen has an arm that can cut through any wind. Tua doesn't. He can throw an accurate ball. He don't throw a strong ball.
I got what you're saying.
So then they got to finish with New England. They got to go to New England January 1st. That could be a 9-on-7 game. Are they built to win a game like that? Right? So that's what I want to know. It is more important to the Dolphins to win the division so that they can have the playoffs go through South Beach, because if they got to go to one of these inclement type of places, if they got to go to Baltimore, if they got to go to Buffalo, it can be finito just based because they're not built for that. Or we don't know if they're built for that. So I'm looking at these next three games, Chris Canty, and they're not favored to win in any of these three games.
Okay.
I want to see what this team got. Because I know they're a great front-running team. They got a lot of great talent, a lot of speed. But I don't know what that speed is on ice.
Oh, yeah, Coldplayer is not a fast player. Bill Parcells used to say that all the time. But I got to ask you this, because it comes down to a trust factor, mm-hmm. if I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying you trust what you've seen from the New York Jets more than you trust what you've seen from the Dolphins or the Bills this year.
Yes, because I've watched your career, Chris, and I knew that you were on the Super Bowl team. And one thing that Super Bowl team had—
How'd you know that, Bart?
Because I was watching, because you sent me home. But anyway, that's a whole other story. See, first of all, you know what I'm saying? I only picked the scab. I took the Band-Aid off. You picked the damn scab. Why you picked the scab? But this is what I'm saying is that team could run the ball and play defense and get pressure with four. And what I'm saying is that always plays. That's all weather. That's hot weather. That's cool weather. And that's damn sure cold weather. So I know that the Jets can take that show on the road and still play outstanding defense, and they have 10 pass rushers, and they come at you at waves. They may not have the most talented four out of the NFL, but, man, they got the defense.
Oh, no, that defensive line is nice for the Jets. So they're damn good.
I'm not taking nothing away from them. I want to see if Miami can win gritty and ugly. can they go and they say, you know what, we can't, because of the elements, we can't dance. We got to sit here and stand toe-to-toe like Creed 1 and 2 when you got to put your foot inside the tire. You can't take it out the tire. You got to punch each other in the face. I don't know if Tua can do that. He's too damn pretty.
Well, here's the thing, man. The quarterback has the most impact on whether your team wins or loses. We all know that. It's the most important position in all the teams.
Mike
sports.
White!
Well, yeah, we say Mike White. We say Mike White, but Mike White has played in 5 NFL games, and he has multiple turnovers in 3 of them.
Whoa, that is unfair. That is unfair.
How is that unfair? That's the fact.
A lot of those balls were tipped. Those balls were tipped and dropped.
That's why I'm not all in.
That is, listen.
That's why I'm not
all in. We had the great Mike Marks.
We know tipped balls is tricky business.
We had, yeah. We had the great Mike Marks and pretty balls, too.
Phrasing.
We had the great.
What?
We had the great Mike White, because that was a shot at Tua, because he said he got pretty balls, but we don't know if he can throw strong balls. But what I'm saying is.
Tua actually has probably one of the prettiest balls
I've ever caught.
No. I'm
you don't have your
play.
IFB in.
No, I was letting that play. He just played Tyreek the clip. Tyreek Hill. Him saying Tua has pretty balls.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is Mike White reminds Mike Marks of Kurt Warner.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold him to it until he proves me otherwise, because he balled out against Cincinnati last year with less weapons than he has now. Now he has guys that is going to be, you know, separation. It's going to be windows to throw to. And if not, if he punts the ball, that defense may be giving it back to you in short order.
But here's my problem with what you're saying, Bart. It's such an awfully small sample size to have this overwhelming faith in what you're going to see from Mike White over the stretch of the next 6 games. That's the only thing. That's the only trepidation that I have about being all in on the Jets. Their defense can play with anybody on any given Sunday.
Right. So
it's just about what their offense is bringing to the party, and can you trust their quarterback to be great when it comes to situations?
Right, we got
to
leave it there.
The faith isn't there. The faith is in Saleh in the defense.
Right.
Mike White just don't have to be a bum.
Right. Don't just make the simple throws, which is what it looked like he did against Chicago. Now, if they had
Brees
Hall, I would feel a lot better. I mean,
Breece Hall.
Yeah, I'd feel a lot better about their chances.
It's okay.
Running game, because that's all you want to do now, right? Let your defense be great and just run the ball and time possession. They don't really have the great running game that they had.
You're going to have to make some throws, though, boss.
That's right.
You got to make some throws.
He can make them throws.
We'll see.
Right. Well, this will be the test, and we'll see where it goes. But, Chris, you're always welcome to come in. Always appreciate it when you do. I know you like doing 2.5 hours of radio.
New York Post. Oh, say!
I mean, am I going to be allowed on the show when you guys go to New York?
Actually, I would think you'd more want to be part of this.
I would love to be a part of it. I just want to make sure that they're going to allow you guys to allow me to be a part.
Do you remember the first time
damn
you
straight.
Did? You
Can't
were doing shows with me.
Show.
Yeah, I remember you told me just keep coming back.
Yeah, until they tell you to stop.
And they never told me to stop. They gave me a paycheck and a key card.
Let's hope that happens again.
Hello!
All right.
Five
Chris Canty.
Stop eating in the studio, man.
All right.
My guy's telling me that.
All right, let me take care of business while they continue to yell at each other. It's Bart Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart
Send
Scott. Chris
Canty
jumped in with us as well.
Call for your mama. Call for your mama. Little Jody.
He be doing this all day, cuz. Walking around with the remote.
Anyways, coming up, Deshaun Watson addressing the media. We'll get you some of that. But first, let me tell you about LinkedIn. These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You want to be 100% certain you have access to the best qualified candidates available. And that's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and for free. Creating a free job post on LinkedIn Jobs is simple, easy. It takes just minutes. Then add your job in the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools like screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience. You can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs help find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Bart. That's linkedin.com/Bart. Post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Bart and Hahn.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the one song with the lyric of, like, just over and over again. Like, imagine if you just said this to someone. Yeah, creepy as hell. Annie, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? Annie, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? Annie, are you okay? Will you tell us that you're okay?
Clip it as a hit.
Like, can you imagine that Annie at some point is like, I'm all right!
And you stop stalking me. I told you
so. It's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. So, Deshaun Watson didn't speak yesterday, but he is addressing the media today. And so I want to play for you a couple of things that he had to say as he's going to make his season debut and his debut with the Cleveland Browns in the place where his last NFL game was played, and that is with the Houston Texans, who traded him to Cleveland. And Deshaun, of course, who has had a lot going on in his life in the time since he last played for the Texans, as I think it's well documented. The issues that he's had, the 23 women who have come forward, the civil lawsuits against him, the settlements that he has dealt with, and, of course, the huge contract, the record contract he signed with the Browns upon the trade. So for Deshaun Watson, meets with the media, knowing that he is about to now become the face of the Cleveland Browns franchise, and let the media know what his focus was all about.
First off, I just want to say I'm excited to be back. I'm excited to be back around my teammates. I also want to thank the Browns organization, the ownership, my teammates in that locker room, all the coaching staff for all the support that they had for me, especially my time away. I also want to thank all the Cleveland fans and the city of Cleveland for, you know, embracing me, but also helping me adapt to the community. It's been awesome. It's been great, you know, being out, going to dinner and social places, being able to hang out with some of the fans and interact with them. And I also just want to thank just everyone that's, you know, been sending out some positive energy towards my way. But I understand that you guys have, you know, a lot of questions. But with my legal team and my clinical team, there's only football questions that I can really address at this time. And I also want to thank, most importantly, Jacoby. The big brother he's been to me and everyone in that locker room, the passion, the grit, the leadership he has shown these past weeks, everyone has seen it. I mean, he's the ultimate guy that everyone wants to, you know, follow. So he's been awesome for me. Our relationship has been great. The bond has been great. And we're going to continue to grow from there and, you know, help win some more football games for the Cleveland Browns.
And Deshaun Watson obviously pointing out the quarterback who had started all this time, Jacoby Brissett, and has, you know, taken the place, and now he will replace him as QB1. And they are, what, 4-7, right? That's the record at this point. So playoffs not really something that you can talk about with the Browns, but a future that they now are wondering with a guy who's at his best, a top five quarterback, what he can be. Now, aside from, of course, the controversy about him involving the lawsuits and the settlements and everything else that he has done, and he mentioned there the legal situation that he will not comment on advisement from his lawyers and his legal team, but playing just against his former team, a team that before all the controversy, he had wanted, right? He asked for a trade, did not want to play for them, asked for a trade, and that's where all this stuff started. Well, his very first game back is against that team.
I'm excited to just play football in general in front of Cleveland Browns fans, but also in front of some of the Houston Texans fans. You know, I respect the whole organization of the Houston Texans. I respect the McNair family. I respect everyone that was there that drafted me in 2017. There's been great memories, fun memories. I still have a home in Houston. I still have friends and family that's still in Houston. The relationships are still there. People, some of the players on the team, you know, I play with are seeing, you know, come up from, you know, maybe practice squad or from injuries. So, you know, I'm excited to get in front of all those fans. I have so much love for the city of Houston and H-Town, and everyone in that city pretty much knows that. So I'm excited to do that. But, you know, the most important thing is, you know, I'm excited to be in front of the Cleveland Browns fans for sure.
Bart, what do you expect in this game?
expect a little rust. You know, Cleveland.
Your mic is out. Yeah. Did you unplug the wrong mic? Well, I'll tell you what. Let's get that figured out.
Well, I'll just grab this.
Nope, one. That one's out too. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. What we'll do is we'll leave it right there. We've got plenty to talk about. We got plenty of calls to get to. We got to figure out what just happened there. But it has nothing to do with Bart. Bart didn't do anything this time. It was just a technical issue that we will fix, I promise. But in the meantime, we have your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It is Bart and Hahn. A weak battery could leave you stranded, so don't take a chance. O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery free of charge. If your battery needs to be replaced, their professional parts people can help you find the exact battery that fits your car and your budget. Make sure your vehicle is ready for the weather ahead by getting your battery tested for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bart and Hahn.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
There's nothing. Inside my hand.
So I dig a little pocket in a fanny's pants.
Bart and Hahn.
Dig a little deep, all I got it lit.
Bart is just butchering the words, and you know how that makes me feel. Like cringe.
Their president.
Okay, that's enough.
I can win us. I can win us 3 rounds of Shazam.
You think so? You get every other word right.
No, I be knowing them. I just.
Here's the thing.
It's good to mess them up.
This is why we work so well together, because you'll get every other word, and it helps me remember all the words in between. And between the two of us, we'd win Shazam.
Like, yo, what is... Like,
phone a friend.
It don't say that.
It does in my head.
Chilling in the chala. Good time.
Let's not go back to that. Bart and Hahn presented by Progressive Insurance. Let's grab some calls, Bart.
Talk to the people.
Yeah, let's do that. We got news from Bart and Hahn Nation. We got Dan in Florida hitting us up on the Dr. Pepper call line. What's up, Dano?
Hey, guys, how you doing? This breaks my heart that you're not going to be on the air here. You guys are head and shoulders the best radio show, not just on ESPN, but all together. I'm going to miss listening to you both, and I wish you both the absolute best of luck in your future endeavors. I hope we get to keep hearing you.
Thanks, Dan. You know, there's ways you can listen streaming to us still, so if we'll make sure we get that out on social media. There's links you can listen to and just listen to us on streaming if you'd like.
And our show's not going to change. It's going to be the exact same show.
Well, I also want to explain what happened to the great Mr. Scott's radio there. I actually happened to know why it wasn't working.
Let's explain that to everybody. That's a great point, Dan. We never really told anybody what happened. So, all right, so Chris Canty came into the studio to sit down with us. And so to do that, they bring in another mic and they plug it in. So there's two mic plugs on Bart's side, mic 2 and mic 3. And mic 3 was for Chris. But they crossed the lines and, you know, had it all tangled. So when Bart was just thinking, all right, let me remove this microphone, he unplugged his mic instead of Chris's mic, and that's what happened.
We kind of all thought that might be the case, but in reality, I think those of us down here in Jags Nation know the reason his mic was working he knows now what he didn't know a few weeks ago, and that's that Lawrence has proven again that he is far superior to Justin Fields when it comes to quarterback play. Are you ready to admit it yet or not?
I think Dan's got a point.
I think what was proven by the Jaguars last game is that you have the most awesome line-stepping mascot in all of sports.
Oh my God. That was glorious. What's the mascot's name?
He beat Bull Bear. Purr Bear.
Because
remember Robbie Anderson? No, that's my bad. That's the Panthers. Not Purr Bear.
Purr Bear?
I don't know what his name is. What is it? What is the Jaguars mascot's name?
Do you know the mascot's name?
Yeah. I am proud to say Jackson DeVille represent Duval.
That's incredible.
Jackson DeVille.
Now, for those who don't know, I guess it was warm in Jacksonville for this game, apparently, because he was wearing...
A little bit.
Yeah.
A Speedo.
Literally a Speedo. And I got to say, I was kind of jealous. He's pretty jacked.
Yeah, man. He was like Dirk Diggler in that thing.
He definitely was Dirk Diggler in that thing. There's no doubt about it. And you know what?
He just surpassed the Denver Broncos.
Phrasing.
And the gorilla from the Suns.
Yeah.
He's put himself in rarefied air.
Oh, I think so.
I put him there.
Number one.
I don't know if he can do some backflips.
He might be number
line.
One mascot right now.
Because I've seen
like
him
the Philly fanatic ain't got nothing on him.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen him zip line from the Raptors before, too.
Wow.
Pretty talented dude.
So you have the mascot, Dan. You're trying to get Bart now to admit that you got the quarterback, too, right?
We got the quarterback. Well, please tell me one thing that Justin Fields is going to win this year that Trevor Lawrence isn't.
Well,
all right. And I know you guys are both playing futures. You're all saying Fields is going to win the NFC North next year. Do you really think that in 2023, the Bears are going to be able to compete with the Minnesota Vikings next year? I got to know. I got to know, John.
Well, what I'm saying is I think the $100 million, they can get the talent that the Jacksonville Jaguars got this offseason because I think it's not a fair fight right now. When you got Christian Kirk, Marvin Jones, Travis Etienne, you guys went out and secured Brandon Sheriff. You spent more money than P. Diddy on Ciroc.
Actually, it's a pretty good reference. Yeah. Dan, I'll tell you what. I actually thought they'd be a lot better.
Yeah.
And so to see, like, some semblance of, okay, like, we knew that they would be a functional franchise once Urban Meyer got out of there. Yeah. But now it's like, all right, well, how good can they be this
Remember
year?
Remember early in the season, we was like, oh, man, when they played Philly, I picked them over Philly early in the season because they were looking good.
Yeah, so the jury's still out. But you got to admit, like, Trevor Lawrence is, like,
that's one
little
game.
By little, you're like,
but that, no.
He's got to start showing you evidence
I need consistency.
But you understand. He came in with the reputation of like generational
quarterback. Luck
Jr. Right. And I haven't seen that yet, but we're starting to see the hints of a guy that you know is a franchise quarterback. So, look, there's a stark difference between the number one pick in that draft and the number two pick in that draft. Can we be honest? There's a very big difference between the number one pick in that draft and the number two and three picks in that draft. Yes.
The numbers are still bad on Trevor Lawrence, too.
You're just being a
hater. We just made a better excuse.
You're just being a hater.
I am.
Yeah. All right. Let's continue. You know what? Jeff is in New York, and I know Jeff wants to talk some Dolphins with you again. Jeff, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I'm not going to argue with Bart, but I just got one quick question, Bart. How can you sit there and say that someone should get penalized and drop two on his head?
No.
Considering what happened to the kid. Wait.
First of all,
what happened to the kid. Are you scared to play against Tua, Bart?
No, we always want to take the head of the snake off. I mean, you always want to get body blows on a quarterback. When you play Peyton Manning or you play Tom Brady, what's the goal? Get him off his spot and get him down. If you hit him early, then he won't be the same quarterback. So that's always the game. You can hit guys hard and make them not want to play football without injuring them. I'm talking about you got to get real physical with them, right? You know, you understand that. Like some players can't handle that physicality. And that's not just exclusive to quarterbacks. I know receivers, when they get hot up in there, they'll turn it down. And what I'm saying is, if you're playing Tua Tagovailoa and they want to air the ball out, you got to get to them. You got to make them pay the price for pass and go. If they want to throw the ball and air the ball out like that, it's not to hurt them.
Thanks, Jeff. I'm saying
you want to try and introduce them to the damn ground. And if you have to take the extra step and it costs you a 15-yard penalty, sometimes those hits are worth it to send a statement. The Ravens did it all the time. When they played Colin Kaepernick in that Super Bowl, they say, we're going to hit him regardless. We don't care if we give up a 30-yard run because he gives the ball away. That's the game.
Yeah, and understand, too, Bart goes into character when he does that stuff. It's not exactly real. By the way,
Come on, is this real?
Tom Brady back to New England?
What?
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.